Okay, that's next off is Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Nun Tes, and we are in the eighth parak here of Maseches Shkalim, and we are discussing on the top of Nun Tes and Aleph, we're up to the next Mishnah, about Tumah. We discussed in the last parak, in the last Mishnah, relating to items that are found. Do you assume that they're Tamei, Tohar, Ruk, and Kalim, where they're found in Yerushalayim, on the streets, on Yontif, on the rest of the year. So once we're talking about items that you're not sure if they're tummy or not, so the Mishnah just mentions other items that might have become tummy and how you make them untum. How do you make them tar? So the Mishnah tells us, and again, we're going to have other connected items with Basar soon, but first the Mishnah tells us, Paroches nit meis bevlada tuma, of the paroches. Which paroches? If you look in Rashi and Chulin and Avsadi, there's Tudeas and Rashi, which paroches? But let's say it's talking about the paroches, the famous paroches, the paroches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? That's the based on the measurements that we will see. In the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't as tall. And therefore, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, between the Heichal, where the menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbech HaZav was, and the Kodesh Kadashim, where the Arad was. There was a wall, the Amitraxin. But during the second Beis HaMikdash, it was much taller, and you weren't allowed to make the wall wider because that's not allowed based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Only you're allowed to make exactly the structure that was given through the Navi. So if you can't make it wider, you can't have such a skinny, tall, thin, tall wall. That's why instead they had two curtains. They had two curtains, and the space in between where the thickness of the wall was is kind of no man's land in terms of the Kedusha. And discuss which, what Kedusha does it have. But it goes, Kohen Gadol goes in one side and comes out the other side. But those are the curtains. That's the paroches that we were talking about. And that's the paroches that the blood was sprinkled towards, on Yom Kippur and by some of the Parim HaNisrafim. So says the, well, so we had that paroches and it became tummy somehow. Paroches shenitmeis bevlada tuma. It became tummy with a vlada tuma. With vlada tuma, what does vlada tuma here mean? That means with a secondary tuma, a tuma durabanan. Tuma durabanan, right? An ava tuma. Are the tumah d'oraisas, but the rule is ein adam v'kelim nitma elamei avatuma. That's the usual rule mid'oraisa. Adam v'kelim, only four items in the whole world could become tamei. Adam, kelim, ochlim, mashkim. Right, those are only four items that could ever become tamei: food, drink, utensils, and people. Nothing else could become tamei. So you have to be one of those four items: adam, kelim, ochlim, mashkim. So on a d'oraisa level, a person can only become tamei. Or an item from an avatuma, but midrabanan, where goes there, as we're about to read in the Tikkun Chavitin, as we've discussed the past couple of days also, because there are some liquids that are avos atuma, like we read yesterday in the beginning of Kalim, the liquids of Azov, the mashke of Azov, and the likes of the Chum, where goes there, even by other liquids, that are tummy, they're metame, midrabanan, even, people that, or Kalim, that cannot usually become tummy midaraisa. Let's read the Tikkun Chavitin. Peruchas bevladatuma. Shenaga b'mashkim tameim. It was the paroches touched tummy liquids. The rabbanan gazru ala mashkim shemitamim kelim. The chachamim were gozer on liquids to they should be mitamim kelim. Gzeira mishum mashke azav azava. Gzeira mishum the liquids that are mitamim midaraisa. You go and roko v'shechvazaro sheinavosatoma umitamim adav kelim midaraisa. Those liquids of azav are mitamim midaraisa. So we say all tummy liquids are going to be mitame, even though they shouldn't be able to. Paroches have a kli, and the paroches is called a kli. Why is it a kli? Is a curtain a kli? Usually a kli requires a receptacle, kli kibble, something to hold. So Gemara says, yeah. The Tikkun Chavitin says, the kishinosin osomi makom lamakom, when you moved, if you ever have to move the paroches, notein hakelim latocha. So you could use it as a blanket to put stuff in and wrap it up and put, and carry stuff in it. So the paroches is considered a kli. So the Mishnah says, if the paroches becomes tummy with a low level tuma, bevlada tuma, it's only tummy midirabanan, matzbilan osam bifnim, you don't have to take it outside. Usually when something's tummy, you gotta quickly get it out of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, make a tour and bring it back in. But here, it's a low level tuma. It's tummy midirabanan, so you're tovalit bifnim, there's a mikvah also bifnim, tovalit bifnim, it doesn't need to be sent out. The Karban Eita says, Eina tuuna shilua chutz l'machan ha'shchina. Does not need to be sent out of the machan ha'shchina. Kivan tolo nidmeis alabot v'lada tumah. Because it only became tummy on low level tumah. and you bring it right back in. You hang it up right away. It doesn't need Harif Shemesh, doesn't need to wait till Shkia, like other types of Tumah. Because again, the whole thing is a low level Tumah that was created. Vishnid is ba'avatumah, but if it became tummy with an avatumah, it became tummy with a real mashke hazav, usually a zav is not frequenting the machane shechina, but somehow, vishnid is ba'avatumah, matvilon also bachutz, then you gotta take it outside, because it needs shiluach, it's really tummy, vishotchon also bachel, and you spread it out to dry outside. The chel is the little area outside the Azara, or I'm surrounded by the Sorig, that low tent. When did we talk about the low fence? We spoke about the Sorig a few weeks ago, when we spoke at the beginning of the Perek, about the 13 Hishtachavayos, the 13 places that we bow down. So according to one of the Deas, they bow down Neged Keneged, the Yudgimel Pirtzas, the Pirtzas that were made by the Greeks, they made Pirtzas in the Chel, in the Sorig. Right, that was the fence around the chel, because that was the border where the non-Jews are allowed to go into, and they wanted to say that there's no am segula, and that's why they made dafka make bait pirtzis in the sorek surrounding by the chel. So the paroches, it becomes tamei, so you spread it out in the chel to dry. Bebdei shehid sri harif shemesh needs harif shemesh. You can't hang it up right away if it's really tamei. Yeah. If the paroches is new, as we'll see every year, there were new parochos made. If the paroches was new, so before they hung it up, they wanted to show everybody how gorgeous it was. So shotchan osa agaga itztava. You put it on the itztava, this area where there are benches that are high up. Whenever they wanted to show items to all of Klal Yisrael, they put it up on this high place. That's where they used it for Hashavas Aveda purposes. If you remember from Maseches Bavitzia, that's where they used it for Erev Pesach purposes. Remember, if the different days about what they put up there, was there the Lachmei Toda, was the other items, but they put two up, they put one up, what time is it? That's where the billboard, the biblical billboard, so to speak, was there. Shotchon Osa Gaga, it's Tava Kedei Sheyiru Hamas HaMalach Tashina, so they could see the beautiful Malacha of the Paroches. Good. So that is part one of the Mishnah. Interesting. What they showed everyone, because part of the beauty of the Paroches is to show everyone. There is an interesting discussion about Hidur Mitzvah, right? Beautifying mitzvahs, right? One of the sources, one of the classic sources for Hidur Mitzvah is in Maseches Shabbos about, doing Bris Milah in a Mehudar way, right? Going by Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvin. That's the context. The context in Maseches Shabbos of Hidur Mitzvah is brought in there. In the Perek Blaza de Mila, Hidur Mitzvah comes up here. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amabes. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amabes. The Gemara there focuses on. Sorry, here Kuf Lamed Gimel Amabes. Kuf Lamed Gimel Amabes here. Zakei Levi Aveu. And he speaks there about the relating it to Korban Pesach and then relating it back to Bris Mila. And the reason that you could be Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvin, you do Bris Mila in a way that is a little more expansive than the minimal way is because of Zekei Levi Anveyu. Bris Mila is not something that is going to be publicized after the put the diaper back on and that's it. So Zekei Levi Anveyu, is it a public thing? Is it about doing mitzvahs in a beautiful way just for me? Or is it about showing everyone else and showing the public, right? The Zekei Levi Anveyu. And the other examples given in the Brisa, Zekei Levi Anveyu, Hisna Elefana b'mitzvahs ase lefanav, Sukin Na'ah, Lulav Na'ah, Shofar Na'ah, Tzitzis Na'ah, Sefer Torah Na'ah. They're generally all public, but the language is Hisna Elefanav. So most of the examples given are public, but become beautiful. Talking about the Gavra. Hisna elefana b'mitzvahs, which might may focus on the person himself. Well, where does this come up? There is a machlokas rishonim. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Menachos discusses Tosfos in the first paragraph of Maseches Gittin, and also sirtut. Sirtut. When do you need sirtut? Sirtut is if you look in the Sefer Torah, there are lines, right? Not like we have like notebooks and we write above the lines, but in the Sefer Torah there are not lines out of ink, but there are marks. Scores, I think is the official word. You score the parchment and you make lines so that the sofer could make his line straight. Make his line straight. So is that the only reason? But it makes it look beautiful. Sirtut is part of hinder mitzvah. So their different day is what requires sirtut. Sefer Torah requires sirtut. Mezuzah. What about tefillin? What about tefillin, mezuzah? So says the Tosfos. Tosfos here in Menachas, Daf Lamed Beis. Says Tosfos in one line, he says, where is it? Aval tefillin de mechusin ba'or lo ba'u sirtut. De lo shayich behu noy. Tosfos is lying. Menachas Lamed Beis Mabeis. Maybe you need sirtut by mezuzah, who says the mezuzah is totally closed. Maybe you could have a see-through case and see the cloth of the mezuzah. But tefillin is totally covered. So this Tosfos sounds like that there's no zekili v'yanveyu hider mitzvah when it comes to something that's not going to be seen anyway. Right? That's Tosfos. The others, the Rosh argues. The Rosh Hilchos Sefer Torah argues. Says, no, there is sirtut by tefillin. It sounds like the machlokas, you know, is it about the visual, being able to see it? Is that hider mitzvah or not? There's a Rashi in Maseches Yuma. Rashi and Yuma that discusses the Bnei Yisrael on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol reads from the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur afternoon. So the Gemara says, the acharkach, kol echad ve'echad, maybe Sefer Torah mi beso. Everybody brings their own Sefer Torah, v'korebo, and they read from it, kedei laharos chazuso larabim, the language of the Gemara, to show its appearance to the rabbim. They bring their own Sefer Torah, kedei laharos chazuso larabim. What does that mean? Rashi, kedei laharos chazuso larabim, laharos noyo shel Sefer Torah, v'tiferes ba'aleha, shetarach lehisnaos b'mitzvah, shenemar zekeli b'anveyu. Hisna elefan b'mitzvah, zlulav na'a Sefer Torah no'a, biklaf na'e, bidyo na'e, bilavlar uman, ume Erev Yom Kippur, maybe Yom Sham. They brought them there from Erev Yom Kippur. You're not talking about Hotza. But the Rashi sounds like there's the idea of publicity. Hider mitzvah is not just for the person. So I saw some, I think Rav Zolti says, maybe this is connected to the machlokas Rambam Tosfos. Which machlokas Rambam Tosfos? Machlokas Rambam Tosfos in Neiris Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah. Remember the Neiris, the Gemara. Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis in the Bavli. Machlokas about Mahadrin and Mahajrim and Mahadrin. The three levels of the mitzvah. Number one is Neri Shubeso, one candle per night per family. Second level is Mahadrin. That's Neir L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Right? That's per family member. Five people in the family. So you light five candles the first night and five candles the second night, five candles the third night, etc. Then you have the third level of Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, Neir L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Right? Neir is, the Lashim, it's Neri Shubeso, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. No, I'm sorry. Neir L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad was night. What's the Mahadrin? And Mahadrin and Mahadrin is Yom Rishon Malik. You go by the number, the night it is. 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. Rabbi Shammai Beis Hillel. But the major machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam is level 3 building on level 2, or is level 3 going back to build on level 1? Tosfos says that level 3 is going back to level 1. And that is, level 1 is one candle. Level 3 is you light per night. Right, and therefore, it doesn't matter how many people you have in the family. You have one chanukiah, one menorah in the house, period. And that's level 3. And you'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's Tosfos. The Rambam says no. Level 3 is building on level 2. You go by family members and the night. And if there are 5 members in the family, you light 5 the first night and 10 the second night and 15 the third night. Because you take into account both. There's a question of who lights them all. The Rambam sounds like the Balabayas lights them all. And the Ramah, when the Ramah quotes the Rambam, he says that it's everybody lights their own Chanukiah, which is the minhag of Ashkenazic Jewry. But what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas there between Tosfos and the Rambam? Tosfos says, because the important part of this Hidur is to be able to know what night it is, for it to be seen, for people to see what night it is. And therefore, if you have 20 candles in the window, nobody knows how many what night it is. So that's what the Tosfos says. Nir Elari, the Bishan Beis Hillel, lo kaimi ela a nir Shubeso. Shekein yesh yoter hidur di'ika hakeira. Kishemosif fahol echol mechaser. Shukeneged yam hanachasam yotzim. Aval amose nir lekol echad. Afilu Yosef mikan ve'elach leka hakeira. She is bru shekach yesh b'nei adam abayis. Tosfos says it's important. The visual from other people is important to know what night it is. And the Rambam says, no. The more the merrier. So is the Rambam agreeing with Tosfos fundamentally and saying it doesn't really matter what's seen, You know, it's just about the focus is the person lighting, or no, he also focuses on the on others. But the more candles there are, the more hinder there is. You don't have to worry about what night it is. But this could be part of the issue about the public element of hinder. And this is mentioned here that the paroches is spread out. The new paroches is spread out so that everybody can see it. K'dishiru amis malachta shehi na'a, to see the beauty of the paroches. Okay. Next, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Asgan. Shimon Gamliel says, in the name of Rav Shimon, the son of the Skan Kohen Gadol, Paroches. The Paroches that we're talking about, of Yetefach, is a Tefach thick. It's a very thick curtain. A Tefach thick, a couple of inches. Al Shivim Vishtayim Nirim Ne'ereges. It's made on 72, question what Nirim is, we'll go with one shot. That's made at part of the loom. It's so big, it uses 72, you know, shafts that it's put on. I'll call Nima Venima Esrim Ba'arba Chutin. Every thread, you weave it with a thread. Every thread was times 24. That's why it was so big, right? Every thread had 24 threads or strands within it that you used. Erica, we'll get to how do you get to 24. Erica Arba Arboim Ama Varachba Esrim. It was 40 by 20, right? That's how they know where it was. That's the Pesach of the going in from the Heichal. Umishmonim Vishde Ribo Haisa Nasis. It was made from, what is that? Shmonim is usually 80 and Shde Ribo is 20,000. So 20,000 and 80, 20,800. What is this referring to? So some say it's referring to the amount of money that it cost. But the money that it costs to make all of this amount. The look in the Tiglan Chalatin, Ratzalomar Dinarim. Dinarim. Right? It's talking about the coins. Vishtayim Osin Bachal Shana. They made two every year. They made two every year. The Vishlosh Bios Kanim Atbilan Osa, and it took 300 Kohanim to Tovel it. We'll get back to that. But the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash. In Zion Tez Zion, that parak, we did a lot of this that parak already, it was about all the Mimunin. People who are appointed to all the different jobs. As we've said, the Rambam says, Zesh al haparoches, mamune al kol orge haparoches. There was one person appointed about the curtains, and he was in charge of all the curtains. Vaharokimin, kideshi yumuchanos leichal usharim, so that they're ready for the heichal and for all the gates. Vishtei parochos ayosin, b'kol shana v'shana. Every year, they made two parochos, lahavdil ben hakodesh v'kodesh kadashim. They made new ones every year. It wasn't the same one. They made new ones. So you see the story elsewhere that Rabbi Elazar, the son of Shimon Bayachai, went with one, read the Gemara in Me'ilu Yud Zayin, that he went to Rome and he saw the curtain in the treasure house. I don't know, maybe one of the curtains of one of the years. So they made a different curtain every year, according to this. Two curtains. V'chuti baruches kfulin shisha shisha, as will the Rambam quotes the measurements that we'll see soon. And then the Rambam says, there were 13 parochos all together in the second base of Mikdash. 7 by the gates of the Azara, and then 1 on the Pesach of the Ulam, going into the antechamber, that's 8. 1 on the Pesach of the Heichal, and 1 going into, that's 9. And then 2 going into the Kodesh Kodashim, right, that's 11. And 2 Keneged Aliyah, 2 up above in the upper story. So again, there are 13 all together. But that's what it says here, that they made 2 each year, and it took a lot of people to tovel it. Not good. But Gemara. Everyone was made of 24. There were 24 threads within each thicker thread. 24 strands. If it only said chut, I would have thought there's only one. Kafel. But the pasuk also says kafel. So therefore, kol, that's why I know it's double. L'shnayim. So that's 2. Shazur. It says twisted. L'shlosha. That makes it 3. Mashzar is 2 shazurs, so you make that mashzar l'shisha, 6. So you know each one is 6. And then arba, there were 4 types in each thread, right? You need 6, and there were 4 types of each, and each of those types you need 6. There were 4 types, so altogether that's going to be, right, the next word, arba, there were 4 types, and therefore mikan ha-esrim va-arba, there were 24 altogether, right? What were the 4 types? Right, the carbonate, the quotes, tcheles, argamon, tola'as shani, and then sheish, which is within each one, right? And each one, kol echad chutin kafel sheish, mikan shei kafel chavdal. So 4 types, 6 of each type. That's 24. That's one day. Tni shloshim mishnayim. Others say no, there were 32 altogether. Why? This is what you darsh. Nila amar chut. Chut means echad. Kafel, that would double it, lishnayim. Shasur, that would double it, larba. Mashar, that doubles it, lishmona. So 8, arba, then 4 times, bikana tlasa vitrei, 32, 8 times 4. Next, tanya, others say arba and vishmona. Others say no, there were 48 threads in each one. Ilu amar chut echad. Chut would mean 1. Kafel lishnayim, that would mean 2. Klia, braided, that's an extra 1. Lishlosha, that's 3. Shazur, that twist them all together. Lishisha, that doubles it to 6. Mashzar, that doubles it. Lishnei masar, so you have 12. And then 12 with 4 types. Arba'as, and 4 times 12. Mikan ha, arba'in vitzmanya. That's how you get 48. Different dais of how thick the parochas was, or how many threads were in each one. Period. Kasav echad omer, we remember this from Rashi in Shmos. Kasav echad omer maase rokeim. Kasav echad omer maase choshev. The parochas is described in two different ways. Maase rokeim and maase choshev. A rokeim, an embroiderer, a designer, but two different words are used. What's the difference between rokeim and choshev? So, two days. Maisa rokeim parts of echod, maisa choshev shnei partsufos. So the Gemara says rokeim means one face, and choshev are two faces. But what does that mean? What does that mean? One face on the curtain, or two faces on the curtain? What does that mean? Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Amar, one says maisa rokeim one face. That means arimikan v'chalak mikan. We're going to change the gersa a little bit. One face means you have a face of something on one side, and the other side is blank. Other is blank. So one face. Maisa choshev, arimikan, v'arimikan. And the other one says, two face means you have the same face on both sides. You have a lion on both sides. So maisa roke means you have one side, a face on one side. And maisa choshev means you have that same face on two sides. And the other day it says, no, it's one step up. The Harana Amar Maisa Rokeim. The Maisa Rokeim says one face, Arimikan, Varimikan. One face means you have the same face on both sides. Masa Choshev, Arimikan, Vineshermikan. Masa Choshev is some amazing tapestry ability to make that you have different pictures on both sides. A lion on one side and a Nesher on the other side. Good. What are these? Lions and eagles. Now, what are these? So, if you remember from elsewhere, so these are some of the visions, part of what Chazal say is on the Kisei HaKavod. What's on the Kisei HaKavod? Chazal tell us that there were, and based on Sukkim of some of the Nevi'im, the four corners, the four items on the Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, right? Those were all on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. There is a beautiful thought that Rav Asher Weiss has in Parshas Vayetze, where it says that he quotes from the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Tzadi Aleph, Tana Olim v'mustaklam v'diokno shel Mala, right? The Malachim went up and saw what was on the Kisei HaKavod, the four chayos, v'yardin v'mustaklam v'diokno shel Mata, then they came down and saw Yaakov Avinu, boile sekune. And they were going to endanger him. Rashi, Machmas, Kina. They were jealous. Hine Hashem, Nitzav, Al Vashamra. So Hashem protected him. Amr, Bishim, and Lakish, Omali, Mikha, Kazavi, Avshala, Omar, Kadam, Shem, Menef, Al Bano, Menef, Al Bano, and Rashi, Menef, Al Asim, and Asherah. Hashem had to protect him, right, from the Malachim. What does it mean that the Malachim were going up and looking at the Kisei HaKavod and coming down? What exactly was going on here? So he explains. Yaakov Avinu zacha shepanav yuchakukim b'chisi hakavod. Yaakov Avinu had his face on the Kisei HaKavod. Aryeh, Nesher, what are the four I said before? Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, and Yaakov. Those were the, according to one version, those were the dumuyos that were chakuk. So the quotes from Rav Shimshon Astoropolia that Zocha Yaakov v'b'chalom v'niftchulu arubas ha-shamayim v'chazal ha-maisim merkava. And after V'achri Chizoyim, what does he say? Right? Achein yesh Hashem v'makom hazev anokhi lo yadati. This is classic of Shimshon. Achein is Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Achein yesh Hashem v'anokhi, that's Achein with added the Yud. Right? That's Yaakov. Anokhi, I didn't know me. V'anokhi lo yadati. I knew Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Achein, Yesh Hashem Amakam Azeh Va'anochi. Pierce Ragli Amarkave Him Osios Achain Arya Kruv Nesher Zu Yadati. Avalanochi Lo Yadati. Haini Arya Kruv Nesher Yaakov. The Pnei Adam Chakukim B'Merkav Al Yona Vezeh Lo Yadati. Right? Is the that's the Reb Shimshon. But now, what does that mean? What's the message? So he quotes that he thinks that what is this? What does that mean? It means that human beings were on the Kisiyah Kavod also, because if we properly fulfill our potential, then we also get to the Kisiyah Kavod. And he thinks maybe that's a hidden remez. The story, the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Malachim wanted to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So Hashem says to Moshe, answer them. And Moshe said, I'm scared, they're going to burn me. Yisrafuni bevel shemafiyim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Akoz b'kisei kvodi. Hold on to the Kisiyah Kavod and answer them. So what's he being Merames to? You're on the Kisiyah Kavod. Right, you're on the Kisiyah Kavod. The Malachim are not on the Kisiyah Kavod. You're on the Kisiyah Kavod, and that's what he says. Libi Omerli, Shezes Shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Achoz B'Kisiyah Moshe Achoz B'Kisiyah Kvodi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer La Moshe Hakisiyah Shechakuk Bo Dmus Adam Tiyokno Shel Yaakov Avinu Oso Hakisiyah Shemalachay Asher Yisalum Mestaklim Bo V'Yardim Dmuzo Mekanim Bo V'Vakish Lahargo Shem Dmus Tiyokno Shemala. That's what it is referencing. That's what it's referencing, that Kisiyah Kavod, and Yaakov Avinu is on the Kisiyah Kavod, but that's where two of these dmuyos come from, the Aryeh and the Nesher. That's the two that are mentioned here. Okay, we continue. Shmonim v'shtayim ribois anasis v'chulu, right? So we said maybe that means money. So he says maybe it's other pshatim. Rabbi Yisrael bar Bisna b'shem Shmuel Gezuma. Or Guzma. This is an exaggeration. Some say this is going on the Vechulu. This is going on the 800, Kohanim that it took to Tovel at 300 Kohanim. 300 Kohanim. So Guzma, some say it is an exaggeration. Taman Taninan, and there's also the Mishnah in Tamid, Pa'amim, Allah, Kishosh, B'yas Kur, sometimes with 300 kur of ashes on top of the Mizbeach, a huge amount, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbun, B'shem Shmuel, Guzuma. And that's, sometimes Chazal say that a huge amount, even though it doesn't literally mean. Right, if you remember, we had elsewhere, if the Gemara in Chulin talks about this, the Gemara in Chulin says, on Daf Tzadi, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel, B'shloshim mekomot zdibru chachamim b'loshen havai. Three times Chazal talk in an exaggeration, loshen havai. Ve'eluhain, tapuach, that's what we just did, the tapuach, that's the pile on the top of the Mizbeach, gefen is a Mishnah in Midos, u'paroches, paroches is us, that's us. Tapuach hadamer that we just saw. Geffen, what's the geffen? The Mishnah says in Midos. Geffen shalzav ha'isomet ha'pisach shalecha. There was a golden vine that was situated at the doorway of the heichal. Umutlis lagabi klunsus. V'kol misha yimisnadiv gargir or eshkol mevi v'tolibe. Whoever said I want to give a grape or something, they can hang it on there. Amar Belazar, it's something. Ma'isa hayav v'nimra alav shlosh bias kohanim lefanosa. It took 300 kohanim to remove it. So. That's Guzma, and then Paroches is the one that we just saw. Good, so Guzma. So the Torah, the Chazal sometimes talk in Dera Guzma. Does the Torah ever talk in Dera Guzma? Does the Torah ever talk in Dera Guzma? So most of the time, Chazal learns something from the Lashon, right? What does it say that, is it Bashamayim? Right? So, say, oh, if you, there's Bashamayim, you have to try to go and get it. Or the Dera Flaga, right? They build a tower to the Shamayim, and it says sometimes, Dafka Guzma. There is one time that I remember that the Ramban says, maybe, he says the Lashon of Haflaga. What's that by? V'yahafta l'reicha kamocha. So Ramban says, that's impossible. Right? We are above the, we could try as much as we can, but the Ramban says there, chayecha kodmin. Right? So how he's supposed to put it together. So he says, v'tam avdecha kamocha, Haflaga. It's impossible to be exactly kamocha. Vote shekfar beer, Rabbi Akiva. Chayecha kol mechayecha vercha. Ella, mitzvah zatora, sheyev chaveiro, b'chol inyan, kasher yev es nafsho, b'chol atov. It just means that anything you would want good done to you, you should do to your friend. But mamish, v'yavta l'recha kamocha, he says, that's haflaga. Right? So maybe that's an example of a little, it's an ideal, but even though it might not be reality. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. Basar kachay, so we spoke about the parochas becoming tameis. Now let's talk about the other items that might have become tamei. Basar kachay kachay, shinitva, bein ba'avad tumah, bein ba'lada tumah. Four shitas in the Mishnah. Bein bifnim b'vachutz. What happens? Kachay kachay, basar, right? Our carbon became tamei. with an avatuma daraisa vladatuma derabanan bifnim bachutz beishamay omrim beishamay's first shita hakol yisurei bifnim chutz bishenitva avatuma bachutz. Everything stays inside. Everything stays inside and is burned inside. Right, that you can't tovel meat. Right, the only food that became tami that you could become make tar is water. Right, you do hashaka in the mikvah, but all food has to be burned. So Rabbi Shammai says, where do you burn it? You burn everything inside, unless it became tamei daraisa outside. Right, nitva me'avatam bachutz. Everything else you burn inside. Beis Hillel omrim the opposite. Hakol yisrei bachutz. Everything is burnt outside except for mishnitva v'lanatam b'fnim. Unless it became tamei midrabanan inside, then you leave it inside. But everything else is burned outside. Rabbi Eliezer says. That it depends on the seriousness of the tumah. Shinin ba ba'ava tumah, bein b'fnim b'chutz yisarif b'chutz. Her brother says if it's ava tumah, it's outside. Shinin ba b'vlada tumah, the lower level tumah, bein b'chutz b'fnim yisarif b'fnim, you bring it inside. And Rebbe Kiva Omer, fourth shita, makom tumaso sham sirif aso. Wherever it became tameh, that's where you burn it. You don't move it at all. Four different deyas, and we'll have to talk about this with Hashem next time.